You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith and Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, and co-hosting this morning, Graziano Marcheschi, the Director of Ministerial Resource Development for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Graz.
How you doing, Greg?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
I have to admit, last night at Pope John the 23rd School, which connects with St. Mary Parish and St. Nicholas in Evanston, which Bill DeChuck and I kind of co-pastor, I was presiding for the yesterday afternoon lessons and carols, in which your wife, Nancy, along with Mel and with Kathy and a team of the whole faculty, phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal, the lessons and carols, hour and a half of scripture readings and music and liturgical dance. Your wife and others did a spectacular job.
You know, the best part of that whole experience is how the kids get so into it.
Oh, they do.
They look forward, you know, when they're fifth graders, they look forward to doing the sixth grade lesson.
Because you have nine lessons,
yeah,
and they move up each year.
They move up each year, and they see the kids ahead of them and what they do, and they can't wait to become
those
kids.
And the church was packed,
yeah,
afternoon and evening. So congratulations to the children and to the faculty.
They deserve it. Well deserved, yes.
Pope John the 23rd. I also have to have a big announcement here.
Uh-oh.
From our producer, Diane, who handed this to me. Brian Hockey Hitman Brock, who's one of our engineers here for Relevant Radio in the Archdiocese, and his team, the Whalers, that's a hockey team, are the International Ice Center Rec League Men's League champions.
Whoa.
3-0 winners last night. Brian, congratulations. And I found out from Hitman that his dad, who is my age, 57, is the right winger on the team.
Whoa.
So to Mr. Brock, congratulations and the whole team. That's great. Now, Brian, the Blackhawks have to do again this year what you guys did last night. And then we'll be very, very happy. So congratulations to Brian Hockey Hitman Brock and his team.
If they
the
add
Whalers.
Brian to the roster, they probably could.
That's right. He's a tough, tough hockey player.
There's
more penalty minutes, he just said. So
we
congratulations.
Are,
we're going to move in our program now. Yeah,
Brian. All right.
Time in Chicago is 9:03. Our phone number, 312-255-8408 here on Relevant Radio 950, Catholic Community of Faith. In this two-part show this morning, we will visit and revisit the art and faith of the creche exhibit currently on display at Loyola University Art Museum, known as LUMA. And also talk later on in the program to a local pastor who will be marrying about 20 couples presiding in a unique ceremony on New Year's Eve. But for our first half hour in studio, we have Lisa Stuckley, curatorial assistant at LUMA, again, the Loyola University Art Museum, and the person most responsible for setting up this year's display that contains 100 creches in several galleries. Lisa, welcome to Catholic Community Faith.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Now, maybe just for our listeners, let's define for them, what is a creche? I mean, someone would say, you got to be kidding, but who wants to define? Lisa? Graz?
Well, a creche is really just a nativity scene, so it's another
from
way
the
of,
French.
Right.
La creche. That's the extent of my French. La creche.
God bless you too. That's right.
Which, according to our producer Diane Dunnigan, means bed.
Mm-hmm. Means creche.
So the hay, the manger that Jesus sleeps on. So you've got 100 of them.
Right. We have a 100 in the exhibition, but really that's only the tip of the iceberg. The James and Amelia Govan creche collection consists of 500 creches from around the world. And every year we show 100, and this is our third year. So so there's really just a wealth of the material that we're able to show each year.
Now, who owns the 500 creches?
Well, it's Mr. Govan, Mr. James Govan, and he collected these creches over 30 years with his wife Amelia, and he's actually slowly giving his collection to Loyola University Museum of Art so that we're able to show the creches each year and then eventually have them in our permanent collection.
Can I leave you my Noah's Ark collection?
That would be great.
I have 200. I do.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have?
200 Noah's Arks.
Noah's Ark?
Noah's Arks, yes.
You're kidding me.
Now, I'm sure they're not as elegant.
What type of childhood did you have?
I was always afraid of water. I don't know why.
I collected baseball cards.
But, you know, I've always thought, what am I going to do with these when I die? My kids aren't going to be all that interested. Maybe Loyola would be.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, we got to talk about this.
I guess you would say, we'll call you.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Well, the thing is now, Lisa, I know this is open to the public. What are the hours for the whole display?
Well, our regular hours are that we're closed every Monday, but on Tuesday we're open from 11 to 8 at night, and that's our free day. And then from Wednesday through Sunday, we're open from 11 until 6 p.m.
How do you go about each year now deciding which 100 out of the 500 that you're going to display for that season?
Well, actually, Mr. Govan has a huge role in that. He looks through his collection, and he sends over to us about 54 creches that will be on loan. So those we definitely want to have in the show. And then he gives us an additional 50 for the gift that year that will be ours to keep. So from those, we also display most of those, but then we pull some of the like favorite creches from past years that we think people will want to see again, and we put those in the exhibition.
Tell us about a couple of the favorites.
Well, one of my favorites is actually from Kyrgyzstan.
Now, where's it from?
Kyrgyzstan.
One of the former Russian republics?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that, yeah, from Russia.
And it's entirely made of felt. And there's actually a yurt instead of a stable. So I really enjoy that one.
Oh, you got to define a yurt.
A yurt is actually it's like a home in the round. And it's made, I think, of earth. So it's this
now,
for nomadic
what
people.
What prompted Mr. Govan to begin making this gift to Loyola University? You said this goes back, this is now the third year. How did all that happen, Lisa?
Well, actually, he...
I think that's a marvelous gift.
Right.
His collection.
He had exhibited the collection at other locations, including the Pope John Paul II Center in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the director of LUMA, Pamela Ambrose, saw the collection when she was visiting. And she just thought it was an amazing collection and really right away thought that she'd love to have it on view at LUMA.
You know, it amazes me that in the last couple of years I've come to realize more people than I thought actually collect creches. You know, not only say it's a hobby, but they collect it from different parts of the country, different parts of the world, because the last couple of years when I was at St. Mary of the Woods, you know, we invited people to bring their creches on display the weekend before Christmas, which will then be this weekend at St. Mary of the Woods, and I was surprised the number of people and different sizes, big ones, miniature, but it's really phenomenal, the detail of the different creches throughout the entire world. And I thought, I was getting into it saying, this is really beautiful. There's a whole grouping of people who are out there who want to get into creches. We're going to get more into the topic here on Catholic Community Faith. We're going to take a break here. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Graziano Marcheschi, and our guest is Lisa Stuckley.
Should we invite our listeners to call us with a story about their creche?
Yeah, 312-255-8408. Time is 9:09 on this cold Friday morning in Chicago. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
We'll talk with Cardinal George about wrapping up his tour of duty as president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. We'll hear from a Roman official who came to Chicago to explore possible sainthood for Father Augustus Tolton. And we'll take you to the 25th anniversary celebration for the Archdiocese of Chicago's Spanish language newspaper, Chicago Catolico.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, co-hosting with our anchor, Father Greg Sakowitz, the great.
The great Graz.
And it's Christmas time in the city. I'm delighted that I'm hearing more on the public media references to Christmas as opposed to just the holiday. I mean, it's okay. It's the holiday. You know, lots of people are not Catholic or Christian.
You know, I'm in the stores and I hear people say to me, you know, have a happy holiday. And the latest, I've never heard this, but now I'm getting... It's not, for some people, a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree.
Yeah, holiday tree.
I'm serious. I have never heard the phrase before. Did you get your holiday tree?
Which holiday is that for? Christmas. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Why don't we call it
a Christmas tree?
It's Christ. It's Christ. You know, let's not take Christ out of Christmas. So when I've heard happy holidays, do you have your holiday tree? I'm saying we're missing the whole thing here.
Amen.
And so I'm saying have a blessed Christmas, Merry Christmas, and period.
Well, we're talking about creches this morning with Lisa Stuckley, who is the assistant curator at LUMA, Loyola University's Museum of Art. The creche, as you all know, is the nativity scene. We'd love to hear any stories. If you've got a special creche, maybe an heirloom, maybe something that's been handed down in your family, give us a call. Tell us about it.
In fact, I'd like to know, is there any listener that has a creche out there maybe over 100 years old?
Whoa.
312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. Do you own a creche passed into your family history over 100 years old? I'd like to have that described.
Mine is over 36 years old. I know that because I've had it for 36 years.
Is that your own from childhood?
No, it's I got it.
I take it back, childhood. You were 30 then.
not quite. I got it from the first year Nancy and I were married. There was an ad paper, a free ad paper at the grocery store, and it said Nativity Set $5. So I called the lady. She invited me over.
Were there animals missing or something?
No. It was all there. It's
for
complete.
$5?
Very simple. I mean, nothing that LUMA would be interested in exhibiting, but it's very special to me. She invited me in. She wanted to talk. Turned out she was homebound because she suffered from, I think it's called narcolepsy, where just out of nowhere she would fall asleep, so she couldn't go anywhere. And she just needed somebody to talk to, so we sat and we talked for a while, and then she gave me this gorgeous nativity set for $5. Now, we've subsequently acquired, you know, some other ones. Wake up, Greg. We've subsequently acquired some more elegant ones, and Nancy wants me to put one of the other ones up. And I'm like, no, this is our tradition, is to put up that one that we got for $5.
Because that's special.
Yeah, it's special.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, when Graz asked you before, like, what was your favorite? When people walk through the exhibit, what's been some of their comments to you or that you've heard from others?
Well, I think people love to connect with a creche that maybe they have a cultural connection to, if that's, you know, their heritage, or if that is even, you know, somewhere they've traveled, and they love to see that creche and be reminded of whatever background they have with that culture.
So, tell us about the one from Colombia.
Yeah, there's one from Colombia. I always like to look what the Magi are doing, because that group of figures always seems to be really unique and related to the culture that the creche is coming from. So the Colombian creche has the Magi, instead of bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they're bringing coffee beans and clay pots to the Christ child.
Wow.
Gratz, I could look at the creches and all the figures and never, keep an eye out on the Magi. You know, what would be the gifts? Because I'm assuming, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and not realizing that a particular culture would change the gifts based upon the culture.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
And I think that goes back to, even if they're not connected to the Christian story, more of like a family story, or how that story would relate to their culture. What would people bring to this new king? What would they bring? So.
And now this display goes on for how long?
The last day is January 16th.
And it began when?
It began December 4th.
And goes to January 16th. Now, does Mr. Govan make an appearance at the at Luma?
Mr. Govan came for the opening, so he was here December 4th, and he gave a walkthrough for all the visitors, which is really great because he, of course, can give his personal story for each creche, much like your story about the $5 creche. He has lots of great stories about artisans that he's met, or the wonderful people who've brought him to a creche. So,
is he a Chicagoan?
No, he's actually from Virginia.
So, how did he come to fall in love with Loyola enough to be willing to donate his valuable and precious collection?
Well, I think that was really through our director visiting the collection and expressing how important she felt it was to him. And then our first exhibition of the material, and he came and he saw how wonderful it really looked in our galleries. And I think also the fact that our mission is about exploring the faith and spirituality of all faiths and cultures really lends itself perfectly to his mission for his own collection.
You need to know, Lisa, that the galleries you have at Loyola for all the different exhibits are spectacular. They're beautiful. I've been through a couple of them, not the most recent, but just when you walk in and the way it weaves in and out with the different rooms is very, very well done. And so now, over time, the entire Mr. Govan's collection will be given over to Loyola.
Correct. So we'll be able
over
to carry
500 creches.
Right.
Where do you store all these?
Well, we have good art storage facility in the building.
That's a lot of space.
Are you open to more donations?
Yeah, I think we'd probably want to grow the collection.
So anybody out there, this was not Lisa's intent here. This is our proactive stance here, saying if you've got
Lisa.
Something that you want to leave behind to a place that will treasure it and share it with others, give Luma a call.
That's right. In fact, if people want to learn more about this, give us a phone number, Lisa.
You can call 312-915-7630.
The number once again.
312-915-7630.
Now, what about a web?
It's www.luc.edu/luma.
One more time.
www.luc.edu/luma.
Luma is L-U-M-A. And Luma is a successor to the Martin Darcy Art Gallery, isn't it?
Right. It was
now,
actually.
How did you know that?
Well, because it was on the Loyola campus, the Lakeshore campus, was when I was an undergrad there.
Let's talk about the Bears.
Yeah, it's an amazing collection, and Luma was actually built
totally,
as a home for it.
Totally amazing. I mean, some medieval pieces that I'm sure are priceless. And it seems that, when it was Martin Darcy, it was just this little nook tucked away in the corner of the library, and I don't think it had a lot of visitors. Luma, it seems, has become a much, much high-profile component of the university over the past number of years.
Mm-hmm. We have this amazing location on Michigan Avenue, and now the Darcy Collection is permanently installed on our third floor, so it's always available to anyone who wants to come in and look at it.
On that beautiful note, we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Our phone number 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackles along with Graziano Marcheschi, and our guest is Lisa Stuckley, curator assistant at LUMA. We'll be back right after a break.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your community.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. on Chicago on this Friday morning, 9:23 a.m. And the weather forecast is partly sunny, high 22. No snow in the forecast today. Sports, that'll be the next segment. But now, what does that music mean? It means we have on the air with us Joyce DiRiga, the editor of the Catholic New World, the paper for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Joyce, welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Joyce?
Very well, thanks.
The last couple of times you were live in the studio, now you're back via the phone. So tell us, what is happening in the latest edition of the Catholic New World?
The place for all things Catholic.
Yes.
Hey, Gratz, have you seen the cover yet?
I have not.
You're on the cover.
Come on.
You're kidding.
Nah.
What
yeah,
for?
What did Gratz, off the blotter?
Yeah. So Gratz played St. Nick for his parish.
Oh, you're kidding!
To celebrate the feast day of St. Nicholas. So we have a picture of St. Nicholas, a.k.a. Graziano.
Whoa!
That
is terrific.
Give
an apple to some little kids.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool.
That is wonderful. In fact,
it's one of the favorite things I do all year.
In fact, in all honesty, Joyce, when Diane Dunnigan came in right before the break ended to say that you're coming on, asked Gratz, are you aware what's happening in the next issue? And Gratz said no. So this is actually news to him.
Totally.
See? Breaking news.
Wow. I had no idea.
Will you sign my copy?
I shall.
Oh, that's
and I'll give you an apple.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a story about St. Nicholas. You get the whole thing.
I get the whole 9 yards. So tell us, what else happening else in the issue, the recent issue now coming up?
On a more sobering note, we've got a story taking a look at the the ramifications for the Catholic community for the civil union bill that was passed through the Illinois legislature. And it's just a lot of people are saying we're not sure how it's going to shake out for Catholic organizations like Catholic Charities or hospitals or, you know, even the Archdiocese. But, you know, it's obviously going to have some impact. We have the Cardinal. We have a piece on violence and talking about all the initiatives that the Cardinal has supported and promoted. And his call to really just in the next year to for everybody to pray for an end to violence, any kind of violence, street violence, domestic violence, you know, abortion is a type of violence, different things like that, economic violence. And then we've got more of a meditative piece for Christmas. It's on looking at the Holy Family going into Christmas and how we can emulate the Holy Family and bring them more into our home so that we can become closer to Jesus. And on a fun note, we've got a story about a couple who've for 40 years have attended Midnight Mass at Holy Name Cathedral without missing it. So they've got perfect attendance.
How many years?
40 years.
40 years.
Yeah. Apparently they beat Bishop Lyon by 1 year.
Whoa!
In fact, in those 40 years, I know that Bishop Lyon has missed 1 year due to illness, but he has an incredible streak. So this couple, 40 years in a row. Mm-hmm. God bless them.
And they're not from downtown. They're from Orland Park, so they kind of, you know, hike it in.
They hike it in every year, and that means 40 years ago, that's going back to Cardinal Cody.
Yep.
So you've gone through Cardinal Cody, then Cardinal Bernardine, and now Cardinal Francis George.
Yeah.
Have I missed anybody? No.
It might have even been back to Meyer 40 years ago.
1970. No. Cardinal Cody, yeah. Well, Joyce, thank you very much, and now we're moving then from Advent to the whole Christmas season, mm-hmm. and to you and your whole family, very blessed, Merry Christmas, and a joy-filled and happy, healthy New Year. But thank you very much, Joyce DeRiga, the editor-in-chief of the Catholic New World, the paper for the Archdiocese of Chicago. So, Joyce, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Crank up that music, Michael. We're in a fun mood today. Gratz, take it away.
Do you have any special pieces in the Luma collection that kind of were found, you know, that people didn't know what they were until some art expert pointed to them and said, that's an important piece by so-and-so?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I know that there are several pieces that were in Loyola's collection at large that we're still looking at and trying to figure out what their place is at Luma.
Well, I got a great story for you. In my hometown, where I was born, the church dates back to the 800s. About 20 years ago, there was a piece sitting up in the attic that it was an angel. And it was broken in half, a clean cut right at the waist. And they decided, you know, this has been here for centuries, literally centuries. Why don't we throw it away? I mean, it's broken. And somebody fortuitously said, well, maybe we should check the provenance, you know, make sure it's not something mm-hmm. important. So they brought in an art expert from Lucca who said, I think it's a Botticelli. But he wasn't sure. So they decided to bring in the world expert on Da Vinci from California. He comes in and he pronounces this an absolute certain original Da Vinci work.
Oh, my goodness.
You're kidding me.
That had been sitting there for hundreds of years and almost wound up in the trash can. It's now sitting behind, you know, 2-inch thick glass, and you got to put money in to turn on the light to see it properly.
That's amazing.
And this little town in northern Italy has become kind of a destination because of this original Da Vinci. It was one
of his. Da Vinci created this angel?
One of his earliest works. He had a cousin who lived in my hometown. And so he did this angel as a gift to his cousin's church.
Wow.
And it sat in that church's attic, cut in half, for hundreds of years, and they almost tossed it away.
Almost tossed it.
So now, what would be the value of that piece?
Oh, priceless.
That is amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We need to bring this segment to a close. One more time, Lisa, give us a phone number if people want to learn about the museum regarding hours and future exhibits.
Yes, you can call 312-915-7630.
And the web?
www.luc.edu/luma.
Want to thank in a very special way Lisa Stuckley, the curatorial assistant at Luma, for joining us this last half hour. Lisa, you're doing a great job. God bless you. To you and your family, very blessed Christmas and joy-filled New Year. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Father Greg Sackwitz along with Graziano Marcheschi. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Help unwrap the holiday spirit this season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to help children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit. Sponsor a family, donate a toy, or volunteer with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Our phone number 312-255-8408. Time is coming up on 9:33 on this brisk Friday morning, and Gras, it's hard to believe that a week from today, Christmas Eve, how quickly the Advent season has moved along.
You know, and it happens every year. Every year I say I'm going to put up my tree the first Sunday of Advent, and here I am this year, and it's still not up.
Still not up.
Liturgically, it's more correct to do it this way, even though it's really a result of my procrastination.
And the thing is, I know that people are so stressed regarding shopping, cooking, buying, wrapping, trees. The to-do list is endless. But I think we need to keep the whole season in perspective, and you know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And all things that have to be done, so be it. And if something doesn't get done, it's okay. We just have to be easy on ourselves because, sometimes, you know, it's sad when someone says to me, I can't wait until December 26th.
Yeah, nuts.
It's a sad commentary when it's all over.
But hey, you know, Joyce mentioned before that there's this couple who are on a 40-year streak of attending the Midnight Mass at Holy Name. They've got you beat, Greg, because you've got a 26-year streak being the television commentator for that liturgy. That's very impressive.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it goes back to 1985, and I was going to do it for 1 year. And be my 26th year in a row, and I want to also thank Bishop Frank Kane, who will be presiding at our 9 p.m. Mass on Christmas Eve. to give me a chance to go down to Holy Name Cathedral to provide television commentary with Cardinal Francis George as the presider. That's what I knew about Bishop
Tim. Oh, he's presiding at your St. Mary's Mass.
Bishop Kane.
Wow.
So Bishop Kane will preside at St. Mary's in Evanston to give me a chance
to go
downtown.
So you can go downtown.
For my 26th year in a row to provide TV commentary.
Well, that's a pretty good pinch hitter there for you.
Oh, Bishop Kane is fantastic. I want to thank him for covering for me at St. Mary's. And it's interesting when you do the Mass from Holy Name Cathedral, WGN is off the cable. So I've had people call me from California and call me from other parts of, one from South America,
because
they go
with the
satellite dish. It's amazing, the coverage. So we're going to get back to our own program here. We got, that's right, Father Dan Brandt, pastor of our Nativity of Our Lord Parish, is with us by phone. And Dan, are you with us?
Yes, indeed. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Father Dan Brandt, one of the great priests, the Archdiocese of Chicago and pastor of Nativity. Dan, you were ordained in what year?
1999, Greg.
So it's been, 11 years. I remember I was at your ordination at the cathedral, and I've got to read this little segment here. It says, for the second time, Father Dan Brandt will be conducting a very interesting marriage ceremony at Nativity of Our Lord Parish on New Year's Eve. Approximately 20 couples, all married in civil ceremonies, will be married in a Catholic ceremony at Nativity, by presided over by Father Dan Brandt. These couples have been married anywhere between 1 to 40 years, and there are unique stories as to how each came to have a civil wedding and how each couple came to a desire for a Catholic blessing in the church. Dan, that's amazing.
It's phenomenal. 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I noticed kind of a trend. Many of our couples presenting children for baptism, one of the questions we ask is, do you happen to be married? If so, do you happen to be married in the church? And we got so many yes, no answers. Yes, we're married, maybe in court, on a cruise ship, in Vegas, wherever, but not in church for one reason or another. And so I decided, I'm going to throw out there for these folks, if they're interested in having their marriage blessed or validated, as it's called. And sure enough, most said, yeah, we'd love to. We just never, we thought we'd have to have a big reception and a big blowout party of limos and photographers and all that nonsense. I said, no, that's all fluff. We can do it with two witnesses and me and you two. There could be five people at the ceremony. And we could do it on a Tuesday night if you want. It doesn't matter when it takes place. And so I did a few of those one-on-one. And I thought, well, gosh, there's such great need and such great interest. Let's do a group thing. So I promoted it in the local paper back in 08. And 10 couples came forward, and we had a wonderful ceremony. It was well-publicized, thanks to the Archdiocesan Communications Office, thanks to Suzanne Le Mignot from Channel 2 News, Manya Branquier from the Tribune. Got a lot of great publicity and a lot of excitement. Just a great evangelization tool.
Hey, first of all, kudos to you for paying attention, for noticing the pattern and taking the initiative to do something about it.
Well, thank you. I got to hand the credit over to Father Ron Mass. I actually stole his idea. He's the pastor of Incarnation Parish in Palos Heights, and I bumped into him at Convocation, the week in West Chicago, when all the priests come together for meetings and continuing education and so on, back in 08, the summer of 08, and he was, I had seen something in the news about his success. He had seven couples at Incarnation that very summer who exchanged vows in church for the first time. And I said, I think I'm going to steal your idea. And sure enough, having it on New Year's Eve, I think we were able to build it up a little better. Or not better, but certainly numbers-wise a little bigger. And this year, it's even more grand. You said 20. It's actually 18 couples who will exchange vows. We have a...
Well, maybe after today, you'll get a couple more calls.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Well, listen, I want to ask you about, what might be some of the reasons why people are not opting for a church wedding initially. But we'll do that right after we come back from a break. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith. We've got a few messages, and we're going to return with our conversation with Father Dan Brandt. Don't go away.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. This December, Catholic Charities Junior Board needs volunteers to help unwrap the spirit during our celebration of giving. Your help is needed for several heartfelt opportunities to help local children and families have a joyous Christmas. December 4th and 5th, we need volunteers to help sort and package toys at the IBEW Hall at 600 West Washington. December 11th and 12th, volunteers can help us fill gift orders for children at our toy room at 1455 West Hubbard. On December 18th, we're looking for volunteers who can help make the season bright for our clients at our annual Early Childhood Christmas Party at our main office at LaSalle and Superior. There's always a way to help your neighbors at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sack, who's along with Grazia Marcheschi. The time is 9:41 on this Friday morning in Chicago. Before we get back to Father Dan Brandt, we're going to spend a couple of minutes by phone with Carla Thomas, the Director of Communications at Old St. Patrick's Parish in Chicago, who will tell us about two things taking place there that are for the wider archdiocesan audience. Carla, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me a chance to share these wonderful programs that are going on at Old St. Pat's Church.
What are the two things that are taking place at Old St. Pat's?
Well, the first thing is the memorial service for those who died homeless. And that's coming up on Tuesday, December 21st at 6 o'clock. It's, as I said before, held at Old St. Pat's Church, and it's hosted by the Ignatian Spirituality Project and the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. And it's really just a chance to memorialize those who have lost their struggle for survival on our cold streets. It's just so many people dying on our streets. And one of the things that we think is really difficult during this time to pull the service together is to get the number of names to make sure that we're mentioning all of the people that we can who have sadly passed away on our streets. So at some point in the service, we're going to be listing the names of everyone that we've gathered. But for the people who have had no identification on them when they passed away, we're going to say unknown and just try to get to all of the people that we can and hopefully to honor their lives. And to
now, Carl, about how many people have died homeless on the street this past year? What is your list up to?
Right now, our list is up to about 30 people.
So 30 people who have died homeless on the streets of Chicago this past year?
But we know that that number is much larger. It's difficult for us to get names for some of the people because a lot of them die with no identification on them.
That is amazing. And this is the first year that's happening in Old St. Pat's? You said the second?
This is the first time that Old St. Pat's has held an event here. But the program is being hosted by the Ignatian Spirituality Project and the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless.
And who's presiding at the liturgy?
The liturgy is going to be presided by...
Is it going to be Father Tom Hurley?
It's not going to be Father Tom Hurley. I actually don't have that information.
Okay, that's all right. I was just out of curiosity. I think that's a great idea. You know, we talk about this is the season to be joy-filled and happy, but have people who die homeless on the street and some their name is not even remembered.
Yes. And we're going to try to memorialize them as best we can.
And what about the second event happening?
Well, you know, this is a time when everybody is stressed out. They're running around trying to find that perfect gift, or they're also maybe some things have happened in their life during the season, and so they've lost a parent or a child, and they feel a little depressed during this season. Whatever the stresses are during this busy, busy season as we lead into Christmas and the celebration of the birth of Jesus, Old St. Pat's wanted to give people a moment to pause, pray, and meditate. Therefore, we have a night of pause and prayer that's coming up on Wednesday, December 22nd. That starts at 5:30 p.m. There'll be a brief reflection at 7:30, and then the church doors will be open till midnight. And it's just an opportunity to invite people into the Old St. Pat's Sanctuary and to be peaceful and pause and reflect and get away from all of the busyness and the rushing that I think takes place as we lead into the Christmas season.
That's great. There was a time when all of our churches used to be open 24 hours a day, and it's wonderful that you're making your space available for people on that basis.
It always reminds me of Holy Thursday, when you have to have the Holy Thursday of service or the liturgy, then you have the prayer. So I want to thank in a very special way Carla Thomas, the Director of Communications at Old St. Patrick's Parish in Chicago, for joining us with the two special announcements. Carla, keep up your great work, and may God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for giving us a chance to share these programs with your listeners.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Carla.
Bye-bye.
And we welcome back Father Dan Brandt, who's pastor of Nativity of Our Lord Parish, who on Christmas Eve will be marrying 18 couples at one...
New Year's Eve.
Thank you. On New Year's Eve, a festive night, 18 couples will be married in the church by Father Brandt. And I was asking you just before the break, Dan, what some of the reasons are that more and more couples are opting not to have a church wedding. I remember seeing some archdiocesan statistics just about a year ago that the number of weddings and funerals, believe it or not, is way down, whereas the number of baptisms has remained consistent over the past 10 years.
That's accurate.
And I thought, why are we still having kids baptized, but their parents are not getting married in church? You mentioned earlier about, you know, couples thinking that they had to have a big shindig, you know, a huge reception and photographers and limos and that. Is that part of the reason?
That seems to be. The folks that I've approached, or who have approached me, were under the impression that, yeah, it's an expensive endeavor, that the if you have a church wedding, you got to, like I say, have the runner and the flowers and the photographer and the videographer and the limo. And quite frankly, that's not true. In fact, some think, too, that the donation that the church would request would be prohibitive, when, in fact, we waive that fee or that requested donation anytime there's any kind of hardship. There's no requested. Of course, we throw out a number. We ask here at Nativity. We throw out the number $500. If you happen to have, if it's not a burden, you'd like to make a donation to the parish on your wedding, on the occasion of your wedding, we'd be grateful. But if not, hey, cut that down to whatever is comfortable, or nothing at all. We now, just have certain expenses we have to take care of.
Now, Dan, the reverse side of the question that Gras just asked: of the 18 couples that are coming back to have their marriage blessed and validated, why? Why? I mean, what made them at this time in their life? You said some married 1 year, others married up to 40 years. You know, what made them come forward?
Boy, one, the getting the truth out there, I suppose, in the local papers in which I have publicized this event, I mentioned that back to Gratz's question, sorry, the fact that we don't need all that fluff, all that nonsense that goes along. It's all ancillary. All that matters is the sacrament, and the Holy Spirit takes care of the rest. The fact that these folks are back, I think, Some might be through education, telling them, hey, you don't need all that nonsense. It can be a very simple thing. I married a couple once. We have a restaurant, a little Greasy Spoon on Halsted Street called the Remova Grill. You can get breakfast for $2, in and out in 10 minutes. And don't laugh. I love the place.
I got to check it out. That's right.
We went there for a wedding reception once, five of us, after marrying a couple.
Wow.
Here.
That is
so
great.
So the point is, it doesn't. Money's not the issue. All that ancillary stuff doesn't matter. And once people get to know that, hey, come on back. The other thing is, these folks, I think, were influenced potentially by Catholics Come Home. This past group certainly has felt the effects of that wonderful campaign. Our church attendance is up 100 bodies a weekend over a year ago. Thanks to that, thanks to some other promotion. We have a billboard on Halsted Street. We do mailings to new neighbors in the community. We have a very welcoming environment here at Nativity. So we have experienced growth over these past 5 years, and it's been exciting. And some of these folks maybe came back because they felt welcome back through either our media campaign or just a tap on the shoulder from another parishioner saying, hey, come check out our church. So thanks be to God, we've experienced great growth.
And
in
listen,
numbers. On Sundays, seeing fuller churches, there's nothing more exciting than that.
Well, you're right about that.
And, you know, marriage is a point of, I guess, a bone of contention for some who may have experienced a bad marriage and feel that they are alienated from the church because of it. And that's the last thing we want them to feel. We're all about healing, not about division. And sometimes... I'll give you a perfect example. I have a
you know what? Let's hold that example. We need to go to a quick break.
Okay.
But before we do, I have to add something to your list of reasons why people are coming back. You forgot to mention the great pastor that they have at
Father Dan Brandt.
Is my mother on the other line with you?
All right, we're going to go to a few quick messages and be right back. Continue this conversation with one of Chicago's really good priests. Don't go away.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. It's Friday morning, 9:53 a.m. We are grateful that you've chosen to spend most of this hour with us, and we've got about another 7-8 minutes to go. We're talking to one of Chicago's finest, Father Dan Brandt, pastor of Nativity of Our Lord Parish, who on New Year's Eve is going to be marrying 18 couples who previously were married in civil ceremonies and have now decided to sacramentalize their marriages. So Dan, you know, we were talking just before the break about the success of Catholics Come Home, and I'm thrilled to hear that. I've been working a little bit with evangelization, and I'm delighted to hear that pastors think the campaign has been helping. But I'm convinced that if Catholics Come Home gets people in the door, it's what happens once they get through that door that keeps them coming back. And I imagine that has everything to do with you as pastor, with your staff, with the welcoming environment that you create. Tell us a little bit about the pastoral work that you do with these couples. I mean, when they first call you and they say, Father, you know, I read about this or I heard about it from a friend. My wife and I, my husband and I have been married, but only civilly. What do you say from there?
Sure. If they happen to make the contact via phone, then there's a blessing right there. I've got perhaps the finest secretary in the Archdiocese of Chicago, a retired Chicago policeman by the name of Emmett, who is just top-notch, most friendly voice you'll get. And you can tell by talking to him over the phone that there's a smile on his face when he greets you. And that is a real blessing, because that very first contact, as you know, that very first moment of somebody's reaching out, they made the effort to make that phone call, and they might have been trying for weeks to make that phone call. Put it off. So the very first greeting they get is a warm one. And I think they feel welcome from the start. I'd like to think the same happens on weekends when one of us who's presiding at Mass, perhaps, greeting people after Mass, gives them that same warm welcome. That means the world to people, especially if maybe they're nervous coming back to church, if they've been away for a while. It makes all the difference in the world.
See, Dan, I think you've said something so important. That is, what does it cost to be nice to people? Think about that. We go to a nice restaurant, for example. You are greeted at the door by a host or hostess who seats you. When we come into church, the same thing should happen. We welcome each other, that we are the body of Christ. The church is important. We have a beautiful worship space, very important. We have some beautiful churches in the Archdiocese of Chicago. But ultimately, it's the people, the community, and that sense of being welcomed. And so I'm sure the couples that are being marriage blessed and validated on New Year's Eve, I bet some of those felt they were not welcomed in the Catholic Church until somehow they came in contact with you. It has to be that way. I'm sure that they felt left out, not welcome, not wanted.
Sure. Oh, sure, that's entirely possible. And sometimes it could be our fault. It could be, I was at a wedding not so long ago. I presiding at a wedding, and somebody said to me afterward, if the priest at our church were more like you, I'd be going every weekend. And I said, what church do you go to? And they told me the name of the parish, and I said, well, the priest there, when's the last time you've been there? Oh, years and years ago. I said,
he died.
Guess what?
He died.
He's long gone. You got a young guy, younger than I, and far more energetic and probably far more welcoming. Give it a try. Get out of bed on Sunday morning. Anyway.
You know, Dan, I got to tell you, you just barely made the cut, because you ordained in 1999. We interviewed a young woman in the first half of the show who graduated college in 2007. So Greg and I decided we're not dealing with anybody on this show anymore who had any major event in their life in the
after
new millennium.
After 2000. So, Diane Dunnigan, you heard this? So we will not interview anybody after 2000.
We don't need anybody making us feel older than we really are.
Exactly. So, Dan, you barely made the cut.
Correct, Dan, you were ordained in 1970 what?
I was 79, so...
All right, I was 9 years old, Greg.
Thank you for sharing that, Dan. This is the last time you'll be on the radio program. Diane, Michael, make a note of that.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a quick story.
Sure.
Do we have a minute?
Sure. Literally just half a minute.
The one guy that I was going to tell you about before the break was a man who, when he was 19 years old, made a mistake, got married in Vegas. You ever see the movie The Hangover?
Yes.
Me neither. I would never watch an R-rated movie like that. But a friend told me all about it. And this guy made that. He got married in Vegas on a goofy weekend that he was there, and he carried that cross with him. He denied himself the sacraments for years and years because his marriage, his true marriage that followed, which is now lifelong, was never in the church, because he thought, because of that goofy weekend in Vegas when he made the mistake of a non-sacramental marriage, that was a burden he carried all through life.
That's a great note to end on. I want to thank in a very special way Father Dan Brandt, pastor of our Nativity of Our Lord Parish, ordained in 1999, for being our guest. Dan, you're doing great work as a pastor, as a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Keep up the marvelous ministry.
Thanks,
and thank you very much.
Hey, Greg, anybody who wants to attend, 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve here at Nativity, we'll have cake and champagne afterward. All are welcome. If you missed it, catch it on the 10 o'clock news.
Got it. Bingo. And also special thanks to co-host Graziano Marcheschi for another excellent program. Thank you also to our tremendous producer, Diane Dunnigan, for putting together a tremendous program this morning. And to our super engineer, Michael May, for your great work this day. To our listeners, have a blessed weekend. Our Advent season continues. God's blessings to all. Great day.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.